Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States contributed an additional $6 million to help the government of Pakistan meet the food and nutritional needs of the internally displaced people from the federally administered tribal areas on August 20th. The contribution, provided through the United States Agency for International Development, Office of Food for Peace, is part of the ongoing partnership between the government of Pakistan, U.S. government, and the United Nations World Food Program under the Twinning Program. Twinning is an innovative program that complements the government of Pakistan's contribution of locally grown wheat by paying for milling, fortification, transport, and distribution costs. The fortification process provides additional vitamins and minerals to address the dietary needs of vulnerable populations. This food is being used by WFP to support 1.4 million internally displaced people, including those from the North Waziristan Agency. With this contribution, USAID is now the largest international donor to the program, providing a total of $39 million in support, enough to transform over 60% of the 214,000 metric tons of wheat donated by the government of Pakistan since 2013. The United States has a long-standing history of and commitment to working together with Pakistan to provide humanitarian assistance and support human and social development. In 2014, USAID provided over $60 million in food assistance to Pakistan in addition to the Twinning Program. Since 2009, the United States has provided over $1.4 billion in humanitarian assistance to Pakistan, making it the largest bilateral provider of humanitarian assistance. The United States is proud to work with its partner, Pakistan, in helping those most in need with the food assistance they need for a better future.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.